So now the next story, which has sent way too many people into a tizzy than it really should have. Now, if it's serious or not, I mean, it says it's being looked at, but this is Trump orders the reopening of the notorious Alcatraz prison to lock away the dregs of society. Now, is this a scared straight tactic? Is this a, hey, it sounds more of a better idea than it is actually to come to fruition? I've never been to Alcatraz. I've seen pictures of it. I've seen the tours of it. I've seen documentaries done on it. It's interesting that this is sending so many people, which leads me to believe, you know, was that the whole purpose to begin with? And it's not the first time this has been discussed. I believe Donald Trump Jr. mentioned something about putting Alcatraz back in service for the worst of the worst years ago, even on the campaign trail. But the fact that this has sent so many people into a tailspin is comical, to say the least. There are a lot of better ideas, and you know, I've discussed some of them with some people with some connections with this discussion. Rikers Island in New York City, where the New York City has, beyond all efforts, tried their best to close Rikers Island Prison. Now, Rikers Island Prison is one of the nation's largest prisons. It's in New York City. It was literally a mile, the bridge to it was a mile to where I was born and raised and grew up. It is on an island. It is very similar. There is a bridge attached to it, unlike Alcatraz, where the only way to get to and from is by boat. It has everything from, you know, your regular general population to high security, maximum security type prisons. There have been escapes from it, but not really, you know, that many to make it notable as a place that's easily escaped from. You know, if you're swimming one way, you're getting to LaGuardia Airport. If you're swimming the other way, it's Queens. You're swimming the other way, it's the Bronx. Or you can swim out to sea on the Long Island Sound, but they really don't get very far when they do that. But it's interesting that Alcatraz is sending everybody. And I think Rikers Island, the plan in New York City is to close Rikers Island and use smaller borough-based prisons for each borough rather than sending a majority of people. Now, there are other prisons in New York City, but the majority of them do go to Rikers Island. Could you take that over and make it a federal prison? Sure. And I think it would be very easy to do. Not only do they have the prison buildings that are there, they even have barges that they've turned into prisons that they have docked on the island to increase its space. Plus, there's a few more islands out there that are undeveloped that they could possibly use. I think that would be a lot more economical. I think you'd get a lot of pushback, but I think it would be, I think it would truly send them into a tailspin and make heads explode if you built ICE's biggest prison on Rikers Island in AOC's district. I think that would be the icing on the cake for something like that. But I know it's been brought up. And, you know, as far as the infrastructure of Alcatraz, I think it would be cost prohibitive to turn it into what they're saying they would like to turn it into. Is it more of a let's make some liberals' heads explode, make the media head explode by throwing that out there so we can continue, you know, what's going on? I think it's more of that. But the head of federal prisons has chimed in and says, hey, we'll do our best to make this happen if this is what they want to do. So how far it goes, what's actually put into it, or is it just kind of floated out there to again, to make heads explode? And I think that was a big part of it, because I do think there are way better places where they could do something like this. You know, we have facilities across the United States. We have other facilities to where you do not have to kind of rebuild Alcatraz from scratch, because I think that's what it would take. And put aside that I think it's a historical location and all the other problems that they'll run into, I don't think it's a very real cost-effective method. I think there are other existing prisons like Rikers Island that could be done a lot easier and quicker and cheaper. And I think if you build new facilities in something like the Mojave Desert, you know, to where you could support it and put it in the middle of nowhere, to where if you're escaping, you know, you're walking days and probably not going to make it. So, you know, I just think there are a lot of other places out there that could be done that fit that need more than something like an Alcatraz. I think throwing the name Alcatraz out there, again, is just for shock value. And I think if that's the case, it truly did its job. It's 3:22 here at WILK. We'll be back with the Rob O'Donnell Show. It's time for the NEPA Premium Perks. Enjoy this half-off deal for Isabella Restaurant. Two great deals, a dinner deal. Get a $50 gift certificate for only $25 or a lunch deal. Get a $30 gift certificate for only $15. Serving Italian-American cuisine and seafood using seasonal ingredients from local farms whenever possible. Beyond Bistro in the Solano Room seats up to 45 guests and an 80-inch flat-screen TV and Wi-Fi. Great for special occasions, corporate events, or parties. Located 315 in Wilkes-Barre. Visit getmyperks.com for all the details.